our 7 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean.
Are this you... appropriate that we're going to fly away as we talk about the Falcons?
I'm leaving.
What's that? A hawk makes a-ha, a-ha. And the Kennesaw Owl goes, hoo-da-hoo. So what's a falcon goo?
It's the screech, dude. I can't do it, though. Yeah, I was going to say I'm not going to attempt to, but I'm glad you did, man. There you go. Good vibes.
Oh, that wasn't good one.
No, don't just you
get
stop.
The drop.
I can't do it. I can't do it right now. For some
I'm sorry if you're in your
my
car.
Throat won't go
say,
there. That's
you're
weird.
You're going to challenge people to turn the channel if you keep doing that.
While we're talking about screeching and flying away, you know, Quavo actually made a kind of remix and sampled this song in one of his latest songs.
Oh, wow. A rapper sampling another artist's
Wait,
song.
Wait, what does that have to do with screech?
I mean, it was because Quavo's from here, and
no, I thought you were talking about screech. I thought.
Oh, it doesn't really have anything to do with screeching.
He was
but...
incorporated. Is that it?
Enough. Enough out of you.
That's what I was.
Enough out of you.
Is that a falcon?
I don't think so, but I appreciate your effort.
Do me a favor. While we're in this segment, look up. Falcon noises.
They play it in the stadium.
I want us to play it through our speakers. This isn't the stadium.
Okay.
I mean, we can have one on cue, can't we? Like in the sand, the drops.
Look.
Every time we mention it, Dylan just boom.
Look, I would like to give you a second to climb up on your soapbox. And said you had something that needed to be said to a particular player on a team. That happens to be right here in Atlanta.
He's a falcon.
So
I keep doing it until Dylan finds it.
I want to give you the floor while Dylan searches for a Falcons call.
So
to say your piece.
Yeah, we want to. You know, I say we. I think it's important that when we get on to guys, right, like the pass rush. Like I've heard people calling out Matthew Judon, and rightfully so. He was brought here to get sacks. He's got 1.5. You know, when guys step up and start playing, and we can call it stepping up moving forward if we want, and we can do this every, you know, once a week or when necessary. After the New Orleans game, Kyle Pitts had 0 catches for kind of obvious 0 yards.
I was going to say, don't say anything other than 0.
Couple of drops. Couple of drops. Didn't
like
think the routes were.
I thought.
Oh, there were a couple of times he could have done a little more. And who am I? I've never ran routes in the NFL.
I have.
I've ran routes on an NFL practice field before, the indoor, but it was just me and Arch, and it was just a post.
How'd that work out for you?
I caught it.
Okay.
It was like a 6-yard touchdown against air. So, you know, don't test me, Tiff. But he, it was bad, and he wasn't very good to start the season. He had a touchdown in the first week, but it was kind of abysmal. In fact, New Orleans was the fourth game of the year. After that game, he had 8 catches, okay?
Ooh.
He had 8 catches for 105 yards going in, after the fourth game of the year, all right?
All right.
Since then, he's had 21 catches for 314 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's a 14.9 yard clip per catch. So it's 15 yard clip per catch. Through 8 games in his fourth season in the tight end rank, because that's what he is. First off, before I get
Breaking
there,
news, tight end.
He's done a phenomenal job in pass pro those last 4 games, I think. Yeah, his screen blocking and downfield blocking still could be better, but he's done a really good job in blocking where we need him. Run blocking.
Let me put it this way. He's shown a willingness in pass protection, all right, that we haven't seen until recently, in my opinion. So I'll say that for him.
I thought he was good against Tampa. I saw him one time go 1-on-1 with Yaya Diaby, and he stoned him.
Yep.
Now, you know, it is what it is. But through 8 games in tight end ranks, he ranks 4th in yards, 9th in catches. He's 10th in targets, 1st in yards per catch. He's 5th in yards per game, and he's 4th in touchdown catches. He is top 10 in every tight end category that to me matters. And that is why he was drafted 4th overall to be 1, 2, or 3, I would say, in all those categories. But he's having a phenomenal year. In fact, He's having, you could argue, that this is his best season ever through eight games. He had more catches for more yards, but less touchdowns in his rookie year through eight games. He had 36 for 546, only the one touchdown. He only had that all year. I think I heard Wes say yesterday on Dukes and Bell, and I you know, Wes Durham knows his stats as well as anybody out there about the Falcons, you know, his numbers. I think he said he's caught up a third of his touchdowns this season.
Yeah.
Because if you look at our chart, he's got 9 touchdowns in his career. 3 of those are this year. So he has stepped up, and that all of that is with a game where he did nothing. Okay?
Well,
so essentially it's through 7 games.
And that's part of the conversation, I think, is it's to me, it's more than about this year. To me, it's the last 4-game stretch. And you mentioned it. There was nothing in game 4. There was very little before that. There was questions. That goes all the way back to Raheem Morris, right, saying stats are for losers. Right? When you start looking at things that are being done, stats are for losers. I don't want to talk about that. Is he doing the right things that he needs to do to win the game and, you know, do some of the other stuff? So I think no matter what it is, Kyle Pitts has played better. Like stats, blocking, no matter what, you know, no matter what we need to talk about, he's played better. So I get it, man. It's I'm with you. I think he's played better. I would argue if you're saying that this has been his best, if you're saying that this has been his best 8-game stretch or season of his career, then it definitely has to be his best 4-game stretch over the last 4 weeks, right? We have to make that argument.
Before you go any further, the rookie year, he had a couple of games where he was just out of this world with yards. And some of that was due to the fact that he was the only guy on that team. I mean, you go back and look, Ridley was in and out that entire year. He didn't make the trip to London.
Reliable. Mr. Reliable.
And you know, like he, because his rookie year, he was really good. A guy had almost 1,100 yards his rookie year. He had a stretch where he had a 2-game stretch where he was over he was just under 300 yards.
Yeah.
And 16 catches. That was against, and a touchdown against the Jets and the Dolphins.
You had pointed out before was the quarterbacks that he's been with, right? So his best years before, obviously with Matt Ryan. Now he's off to a great start with Kirk Cousins.
You know, D. Ritty, the Cincinnati kid, sandwiched in there as well.
Leadership.
Yeah, well, and look, man, I
but I'm pointing out the numbers. That's why I'm saying Matt Ryan and
No, I know. Yeah, no, I know that's and that's worth pointing out for sure. But I think that's a great point too as well, Bo, because we heard Kirk Cousins in preseason say, look, man, sometimes you have to, hey, I need more right there, right? I need more. The play that sticks out to me from Kyle Pitts this past weekend, right, the first touchdown, not the one that he, you know, we didn't have the camera angle on. The first touchdown to me, he gets physical at the top of the route, right? He's getting kind of mauled in the secondary. I can't remember who was in coverage right there. He's getting kind of mauled, gets physical, pulls a rip move, and gets out over the top. And Kirk Cousins gets through his reads and finds Kyle Pitts. So we haven't always seen that physicality from him at the top of these routes. Lord knows. I mean, there's a clip, you know, 6 weeks ago that goes viral because at the top of his slant he's running, it's awful.
And yeah, I think that was the Saints game, I think.
Right, and to me, that's the biggest thing when I look at it. Can you be physical at the top of the route? Can you plant your foot in the ground? And can you make the moves necessary to make sure you are getting open? And that's what I did see this past week, and that's why I love it. The 4.4 speed allows you to do it. All right, but the thing like grittiness and toughness and willing to, you know, accept contact and all the other stuff, that's what makes you a good football player.
And we brought up the rookie year stretch. He had the, I said he had the 2 games where it was 16 catches and just under 300 yards. But before that, he had 4 for 50, and after that, he had 2 for 13. And this stretch that he's had, this 4-game stretch, he has put up, I think the least amount of catches he's had is 4 in a game, and he still put up numbers in that. It's just been consistency. It feels like all the way around it's clicked. And Zach Robinson called him out too now. Zach Robinson was asked after the Saints game, you got to do more to get Kyle the ball. And he says, Kyle's also got to do things. He said, well, he didn't even say Kyle. He said, he's also got to do things. He's got to be, you know, the routes have to be more precise, you know, more precision. And it just feels like we had this whole argument. People were like, well, they're not using it right. They haven't changed a damn thing about how they use Kyle Pitts, okay? Nothing has changed. So don't. It's just, it's clicked for whatever reason, whether it's leadership, whether he, you know, it was a conversation, a look in the mirror. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't really care.
Yeah.
What I care about is the fact that it's clicked, he's producing, and he's doing everything we need him to do right now.
You say he's stepping up. I say he is, he's rising up. Let's go.
You know, I asked for that for a whole segment, and you give him that moment.
It's I'm seems done like with you, it Dylan. Was orchestrated. That's it's pretty yeah. much what happened.
Yeah, they did that to me, and I'm deeply hurt.
We are going in the huddle. A superstar receiver out for the rest of the season. More headlines on the way from the NFL. On the other side, the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Time to go in the huddle, giving you the latest NFL headlines and, well, maybe some sort of magic health concoction, a new drink. I think you'd probably be up to try this, Bo, since you're always looking for the fountain of youth.
Does it help me lose weight?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Aaron Rodgers that. But apparently, he has discovered the fountain of youth in drinking cayenne pepper and water. So Thomas Morstead, his teammate, recommended it to him, and he apparently started drinking it before the Jets' Week 8 game and has continued this week as they get set for Thursday Night Football against the Houston Texans. He says he feels better.
Tiff, I think I'm going to default to you on this one. What do you think about this? You're the learned doctor as far as health goes in this room.
I have no knowledge of the benefits of cayenne pepper and water, but according to ESPN, cayenne pepper and water can have several health benefits, including pain relief, and this is all according to various medical journalists.
Is it hot?
Journalists
in putting this article out about Aaron Rodgers.
Is it hot when it's how do you think it tastes like? Is it spicy?
It can't taste good.
It feels like
spicy water.
It feels like something that I would drink and then I would lay down at night
and
wake up at like 1 a.m. with heartburn so bad that I could not. I'd have to stand up.
Well, Bo, I'm actually glad you just brought that up because I just looked it up. And I'm also seeing that cayenne pepper may improve your digestive health as well. So it can also stimulate the nerves in your stomach that produce digestive fluids, which helps your digestion. So not only a stimulant for pain, but helps the digestive system
as
well.
If I bring in some cayenne, can all four of us try some tomorrow?
I'm down.
Cayenne pepper and water.
I'll do it.
Can we all try it? Okay.
You're
in?
I'm in.
One's enough for me.
Not before traveling.
Okay.
That's fair.
Touche.
I'm not.
Don't know what effects it might have.
I don't know if I want to do it before I take the kids trick or treating.
Probably not. Probably I want to wait on that.
We can never revisit next week.
Well, you'll have all day.
Revisit next week.
You'll have all day to.
You never
want to
be on the other side of the neighborhood when you've had some cayenne pepper.
You'll have it all. You'll have all day to blow it out.
Might run right through you. So.
You think? Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I'm gonna tell you something. If it's gonna hit me, by the time we got through if we drank it at the beginning of this segment, I'd be like, is this segment over yet?
Trick or treat, sir. Can I use your facility?
There are benefits.
Better get a mop in here before we do that.
What am I looking for? Seasonings and all that kind of stuff, right? Like, you know.
Spices.
So
herbs
maybe
and spices.
Do your own research at home. We are not medical professionals here.
Well, God, I hope nobody needed that caveat, but yes.
You never know.
Parla just texted me. You know Parla sells for us. He said that that Becky drinks cayenne pepper and boiling hot water with lemon.
Lemon, okay.
Whenever she doesn't feel good.
You know what? Cayenne pepper is in a lot of the juices when you go get like a juice shot. But I've never just heard
Arden's
anyone
Garden.
Drinking it. Yeah. Straight up in water by itself. And how much do you put in?
I don't know. I'm willing to give it a go.
You know, I would rather go pay like $100-something to get an IV with all the vitamins and stuff I need in it.
Why?
To feel better than drink cayenne pepper and lemon.
Don't let him get out of this without calling him Big Money Bo.
I'm not.
Big Money Bo over here. I'd rather pay $100 for an IV.
I'm paying for a supplement right now, but it's actually really good, and I actually do feel better on it. But that's because we don't get all the nutrients we need in our food because people don't eat right, including myself.
It's not about eating right. It's about the food industry adding. No, I'm not going to go there.
No, but
they add stuff to our food. I'm telling you.
Probably take stuff away as well, but that's a conversation for another day, another sports channel.
That's disgusting.
We're not,
it is.
That's why I'm eating root vegetables. I'm eating sweet potatoes every morning. Just kidding. Anyway.
That's why I eat steak from Omaha.
All right.
Meat man, baby.
Anyway, so Texans receiver, speaking of the Jets taking on the Texans in Thursday Night Football, the Texans are going to be without Stephon Diggs for the rest of this season. He has suffered a torn ACL.
If I'm not mistaken, I don't have this in front of me. Isn't he a free agent this offseason? I feel like he had some time left.
He's on an expiring contract.
I feel like they changed his contract when he got traded, and it was like, I'm going to play 1 year for Houston, and I'll be a free agent. So that's extremely unfortunate for many different reasons. But, that's unfortunate for Houston, Stephon Diggs, all the above. He's going to have that rehab ahead of him. I wonder what his future looks like this offseason.
It's going to be tough. But they do have, a number of receivers on that team
Collins, top to bottom, they've got some playmakers. They got to get figured out, though. Not quite as good as they were last year offensively. And, that's one of the things could potentially be holding them back. They'll probably get hot, though, heading towards the playoff, knowing them. So, no doubt.
When it comes to the Colts, a lot of headlines were made. Anthony Richardson checking himself out of the game over the weekend because he said he was tired. He was fatigued. And so then it led to people questioning head coach Shane Steichen as to whether or not Richardson would continue to be the starter of this team. And now we know that answer is no. Joe Flacco is going to be starting for Sunday night's game against the Vikings. So Anthony Richardson has been benched.
Yeah, he might have subbed himself out of the starting lineup with that little move. It's just such a weird thing. I think some of it does have to do with play, though. I just don't think he's played that well, including 10 of 32. I know some people wanted to say that he played better than the stats showed, but when you don't play well and then you remove yourself from games randomly, you put your spot in jeopardy.
You brought up the numbers, right? You brought up playing, which equates to numbers and what he's done. Here's Anthony Richardson.
You know, I could play football. You know, I've been doing it my whole life. You know, I don't necessarily look at numbers. They said Vic didn't have a great completion percentage his first couple of years, you know, and he's probably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it. So I don't necessarily look at numbers. You know, I just look at each play, you know, for itself because, you know, I don't have the ability to control every single thing that happened every play. You know, I can only control what I can control, and I'm just trying to do my part out there. So if my numbers are low, man, they just low. I just got to pick them up, and I just got to play better.
I don't think that was the stat drop that he thought it was going to be.
Yeah, there's a lot of inaccuracies
This city loves Michael Vick, but I got to tell you, I think Indianapolis is looking for a little bit more out of the Anthony Richardson tenure than what the Falcons got out of Michael Vick's tenure here. I mean, there's no doubt about that to me. So I don't know, man. I guess my question goes back to, is this the right move for the Colts? They're 4-4. They're second in their division. But are you winning a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco as your quarterback? Do you believe that?
I'm not saying I don't believe that, but didn't you see what he did? He walked in and got them a win this season, right? When he checked in. But looking at what he did with the Browns, clearly I think he still has it. He got that team.
He was very good with the Browns. I don't know that the Colts version, Tiff. At least from what I've seen, I don't know that it's the same as the Browns version.
Well,
we'll see.
That is fair. But I'm not counting out.
Be real, though. Be real about what Shane Steichen is trying to do. He's trying to show he can make the playoffs with competent quarterback play, okay? He's saying, if I got a guy that gives me everything he's got every play and is competent out there, I can get this team to the playoffs because that's what saves my job right now. Now, you might have an issue with the GM if you bench the guy that they drafted, but I imagine you had some say in that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Anthony Richardson wants to bring up Mike Vick. I think he needs to stop because Mike Vick in his second year ran for almost 1,000 yards. He ran for like 800 yards and he took the team to the playoffs. That was his first year as a starter. Took the team to the playoffs, beat Green Bay, was the first team to go into Green Bay and beat Green Bay at home. And he never took himself out of a play after scrambling 60 yards, and he did it like every other play. So you know Mike Vick, sir.
And that is what I just wanted to quickly point out before we go to break is the fact if he didn't say anything, if he didn't come out and say why, if he had just said something different to his coach, do you think that he would still be starting this weekend?
I got to tell you. Tiff, I think there's a lot to that. I mean, look, a lot of quarterbacks that probably nobody will ever hear about have had the wherewithal to kind of reach down and just kind of stretch the knee out, you know, stretch the calf a little bit. I thought I caught a cramp right there. No, I'm good. I can go back in. taking knee, stretch your groin out. It's some tightness right there. Oh, weird. He's not on the injury report. Yeah, he was fine. Just a scare. It's just. The fact that he did that, and then you circle back and you cite Michael Vick, who you're not as good as, and, you know, never took you to the Super Bowl. I don't think Indianapolis Colts fans are going to like that. So we'll see.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting. Do I even want to finish saying this? Clean.
Tiff. It's okay. You're allowed to like it. Everybody else does. It's Which One Wednesday coming up on the other side and mic'd up. Here's your tease. You ready? If you're a UGA, no. Would you rather play in the SEC championship game or host a first-round playoff? That might be a scenario they're looking at. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's mic'd up. Which One Wednesday, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. You already know what time it is. It's Which One Wednesday on Mic'd Up on the morning shift. You guys know how to play the game. I give the decision scenario. Squidbilly and Tiff, they give their answers and their reasoning. At the end, Dylon awards the
me
winner.
As the winner.
Judge Dylon over there.
Go ahead and concede.
Don't do that. You got to fight. That's who you are. You're a fighter. You're not a quitter. You're not a loser, Tiff. You're a winner. And what do winners do?
Tiff, I always love when I put all this effort into these questions and you say, I'll just concede.
You know?
It always makes me so happy. So
it does.
Happy. All right. Hey, let's start off here. Let's put it up for debate. You could only use one of these things during the fall months. You can only have one of these items during the fall months. Do you want a grill or do you want a coffee maker? You can only have one of these items during the fall months. Do you want a grill or do you want a coffee maker? Tiff, we'll start with you.
Coffee maker. I don't grill. So coffee maker, I have to have it in the mornings. I have to have it in the afternoon. It speaks fall to me. You can jazz it up even more in the fall. There's all sorts of different creamers and everything. You can make it magical. You can make coffee anything you want it to be.
Make it magical.
In the fall.
You can make it magical.
Christmas coffee. Bro. I don't know. Add some Baileys to it.
pumpkin spice.
I've dabbled in the pumpkin spice.
All right, Squid, what do you say? One thing you can have, is it a grill?
So this is like a no-brainer question.
This guy over here with his caffeine.
Well,
this guy over here with his caffeine.
Dylan, what am I? I'm the meat man. Okay. There you go. I'm the meat man. I don't drink coffee. What is better during football season than a Saturday or a Sunday with your grill or smoker fired up at the tailgate or your pregame, and you got the smell of the charcoal burning? You maybe have a pork butt on there or a brisket. You know what? You're just going to do burgers. It doesn't matter.
You know
because
what,
the grill is going and the smells are there's flowing and
all
they're
right,
in your nostrils. That is America.
Cut him off. That's
that
enough.
Is a fall day in the South.
I'm going to give you this. If I grilled, then yes. But I need to be invited to these things and then I can bring my coffee there. But you win that one.
Okay. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go next and look. This kind of popped in my head. Dallas Cowboys, they got the star in their helmet. I'm watching the Yankees and the Dodgers in the World Series. I'm not going to go with Yankees or Dodgers. Here's what I'm going to ask you. Would you rather play for the Dallas Cowboys or the LA Lakers? Would you rather play for the Dallas Cowboys or would you rather play for the LA Lakers? And, Bo, we'll start with you.
Well, I'd rather have Jeannie Buss as my owner than Jerry Jones, just on looks alone. They're both by the same age. However,
what, really?
I don't want nothing to do with L.A. I'm a Dallas boy from Dallas, Georgia, so why not play for the Dallas Cowboys? The star, the logo is epic. It's probably the greatest franchise in the NFL as far as the legacy goes and the value of it. And I mean, you know, Dallas is a better town to me than L.A., so give me the Cowboys.
All right. Tiff, what do you think? Would you rather play for the L.A. Lakers or the Dallas Cowboys?
Besides looks, she's getting the job done. Dylan,
is she hot? I don't think I've ever seen her.
She posed in Playboy when she was young.
Look, we're not going based on her looks. Let's go off her credentials
and
how many championships.
That's not all encompassing.
But that's on you. I mean, Jerry's got championships too.
Dylan, can you help me correct my number of how many championships do the Lakers have?
How many do they win as her, the owner, though?
I believe 17.
But how many has she won as the owner?
One. I believe one, yeah, 2020, the bubble.
Yeah, the bubble, and that's not even real championship.
She was still a part of the organization, okay? Anyway, my point is, they have a championship in the last, what?
That's a good point, quarter century.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right. Yeah.
Also, last time I checked, I have not heard of the Lakers giving tours to their fans while their team is having meetings, while their players are practicing, or walking through the hallways, just kind of trying to go about their business as professional athletes. So I think I would rather choose the circus that is L.A., not the circus that is
She might have got you on the quarter century
thing. I hate to break it to you, though, but Jerry Buss did a lot of circus-type stuff when he was the owner and Jeannie was a part of the organization.
Right now, right?
But you said when she was part of the organization, so I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. Mm. Look, I don't think you can go wrong either way.
You can't come back.
But I don't want to live in L.A. You can have the smog.
Mm. You can drive just a few hours drive to the ocean.
Yeah.
And the mountain.
You got to see the water.
You have all three different landscapes.
All right, how about this one? And I tease this one going to break. All right, there is a scenario where neither Georgia or Texas, and you got to go all the way down to the fourth tiebreaker. Tiebreakers in the SEC are this. Head-to-head matchups, record versus common opponents, record against the highest place common opponent, which is Florida in both of those categories, and cumulative conference winning percentage of opponents. Those are the tiebreakers in SEC. So there is a scenario where neither Georgia or Texas go to the SEC championship game. Even after Texas A&M and LSU faced off this past weekend, there could possibly be a rematch. Talked to some Georgia people yesterday. They're good with it, man. Hey, we don't need to go to the SEC championship game. Go ahead and give us maybe a 5 seed. Let us host in Athens maybe the first week of the playoffs. If you were Georgia, would you rather go to the SEC championship game, see one of those teams fall out of it, A&M or LSU, go to the SEC championship game, have ability to win the conference, or just go ahead and phone it in, say they can have that. We're just going to go to the first round of the playoffs. We'll see you December 20th in Athens, Georgia. Which one would you rather do? And, Bo, we'll start with you.
I mean, which one guarantees me in the college football playoff?
The scenario where you are, you know, getting the first round playoff game.
Well, then I'll take the first round playoff game. I don't have to drive.
I would argue that you can guarantee if Georgia has one loss, and then they go and lose, and their two loss team coming out of the SEC championship game, they would probably get in.
Look, I don't need more expenses. I want my team to rest. Let's get a home game. It's easy. I know you get a first round bye, so it's kind of six one way, half a dozen the other. It's supposed to be a point where SEC championships still matter, but Georgia's first title came without an SEC championship. And at the end of the day, national titles are all that matter. And at the end of the day, Alabama, what sells the helmet each year with the number of titles they have, not with the number of national titles, not SEC titles.
Right.
So give me the one that guarantees me a shot at the national title.
No, man, you're just going to bypass the chance to come down to the bends, maybe face off with an LSU or Texas A&M, get that conference title.
Yeah, you know, what if you get injured?
Lock in that first-round bye.
Carson Beck breaks his leg.
First-round bye?
Yeah, so what?
That's
so
going to get you closer to
the
national title.
You're playing an extra game no matter what.
Just revved him up. Look, I'm taking I am going to take the matchup at home. That's what I'm going with. You said take the home field advantage, have a playoff game in Athens.
Right.
I would take that.
That means that you are playing the SEC. You're not playing the SEC title game, and you have no shot at getting a first round bye.
I don't know if the title game really matters.
Tough one.
I mean, Tiffany's logic's off sometimes. She wants to pay higher taxes in L.A. as a player than in Dallas, where there's no state income tax. That's right, Dylan.
That's a lot of zeros attached to that one.
I'm taking California over Texas any day.
How about this one? We'll go, who will have more career touchdown passes from this point forward? Who will have more career touchdown passes from this point forward? Will it be Anthony Richardson or Desmond Ritter? Desmond Ritter or Anthony Richardson?
Anthony Richardson, because someone's gonna give him another shot.
Yeah.
Like, you don't lose that high of a draft pick, someone's gonna take a shot in that high of a draft pick is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if history proves itself right, and I agree with Tiff here. I mean, Jameis has still been able to throw some touchdown passes. He was a very high draft pick that was, you know, giving up on, like Marcus Mariota. I see Anthony Richardson. I'm not sure if Desmond Ridder will ever throw another pass in a regular season game.
Yeah.
Let alone touchdown pass. I mean, it's not guaranteed where he's at on depth charts. And Tiff nailed it. First round draft picks, they get second opportunities quicker than anyone else in the league. Doesn't matter their position. And quarterbacks are at the top of that list, I think.
Yeah. All good calls. All right, we're going to do one more. Sounds like Dialon needs a tiebreaker. All right. So,
not
Freddie
sure
Freeman.
Why.
Freddie Freeman and the Los Angeles Dodgers almost locked it up. Couldn't lock it up last night. Freddie Freeman's career as opposed to Chipper Jones' career, and here's how I'm going to outline it. Would you rather play in one city, win one World Series, or have the longevity, you move coast to coast, play for two teams, and win two or more World Series? One team, one World Series. Two teams, two or more World Series. Which one would you rather have? Bo, we'll start with you.
Chipper Jones. He had a better career overall. And let me tell you something.
Chipper's numbers.
I'm not finished.
All right? It's not about the numbers.
Not finished. I am a loyalty person. I'm loyal to a fault. Okay? I'm a ride or die. When I'm with you, I don't leave you. Okay? That's what Chipper did here in Atlanta. And in fact, I think sometimes he might have taken a little bit less to stay here. Freddie didn't have that. Freddie always wanted to go back to California, so he went.
I
want to be one place. I don't like change.
And how the dealings went down. Is that not
true? I'm going to tell you something. He had a chance in those negotiations to say, "Hey, I don't like how this is going. I want this to change." He allowed his agent to have full reign, and his agent screwed him. And he fired him.
Okay, your words. You just said his agent.
But guess what? That was the fifth.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was the fifth
offer.
I think
she just poked a hole in your arm.
No, that was the
agent screwed him. He's crying at the podium saying he would love to
have a certain level of trust with your agent that they're going to be doing the right thing on your behalf.
I followed the story probably closer than anyone on this show. He had an opportunity. There were four or five offers, and they kept turning them down. He, in fact, took less money. When it all comes down to it, with taxes and AAV, than what the Braves were offering him, I think with the next to last contract, I'm not blaming Freddie wholeheartedly because I do think his agent screwed him, and I think there's some truth to that. However, your agent, you don't work for him. He works for you. So if you don't like the way the negotiations are going and you get that far down the road, you need to take control and say, I want to be in Atlanta. That's the number one thing to me.
All right, Tiff, what do you think? Would you rather play in one city, one world title, multiple cities?
If it's been conveyed to me by representation or whoever that, not that they don't want me, but maybe I'm not getting what I want.
I think that's.
Then I'm going to take my talents to where a team does want.
Did he get what he wanted? Did he really get what he wanted?
Championships. I don't know. I would have to.
He cried at the podium. I don't think he got what he wanted.
You don't think he got what he wanted?
No, I don't.
You don't think right now he's getting what he's wanted? You don't think right now? Run up to your dad after.
I got to be honest, man.
The guy started slow, but I. The guy cried for three straight games when he came home.
We got to go to break. Did
Freddie Freeman get what he wanted when he was crying at the podium? No.
Do you not think that the Grand Slam didn't make up for that?
No.
How many home runs do
money,
you think he
has? Money, tough one, money and success don't equal happiness, Tiffany.
All right, let him talk. Let him talk.
Let me first say this. This debate right here has been the best Which One Wednesday debate ever, and I applaud both of you. However, this is what Tiffany just did to Bo.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
She started slow, ladies and gentlemen, but she came off the top rope.
It's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. Ask Freddie Freeman.
I didn't know you could win a championship after conceding it before the game started.
Call her Mark Wohlers, man. She just closes. Call her Mark Wohlers. She just closes.
Dylan, you're UNICEF today, aren't you?
Arliss Michaels.
You're giving charities out.
We have the wake-up call coming up next. Call us 404-726-0929. You can either chime in on Which One Wednesday and how I won, or you can give us your thoughts on what the biggest threat is that the Cowboys pose to the Falcons in their matchup this weekend. 404-726-0929. Wake up calls next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.